Dendroctonus ponderosae. Doesn't sound very intimidating, but then you are not a tree. That is the Latin name for the pine beetle. These 5-millimeter-long insects have burrowed into the trees of the Mountain West and just gone to town. The pine beetle infestation is threatening lumber supplies and, in some cases, denuding entire mountains once verdant with vegetation. How embarrassing for those mountains. Elise Thatcher, producer for Colorado Matters on Colorado Public Radio, joins me now. Hello, Elise.
Hi.
Now, I know the pine beetle problem was bad, or perhaps it's even worse in Canada, but for these beetles that have now hit Colorado, can we, as the guys from South Park suggest, blame Canada?
I don't think so. No, this is a beetle that's quite native to Colorado. There's been epidemics over the years in smaller sizes. But now what's going on is essentially trees out there, these are the lodgepole pine trees, are all at the age where they're just right for the beetles to munch on them. They're about 80 years old, approximately 80 to 100 years old. And at that age, it's really hard for them to fight back. On top of that, usually what keeps the beetles in check are cold temperatures. But here in Colorado, as in many parts around the country and the world, we're seeing warmer temperatures, and so that's not killing them off. So you have this gigantic buffet, if you will, for the beetle out there.
What makes this beetle so ravenous?
So ravenous? Well, yeah. It's doing what any creature will do. If it's got a lot of food, it will eat what's out there.
And, I mean, is it particularly, do we know stats, like it eats 10 times its body weight or something like that? Or is it just so many of them eating so many trees?
It's really that there's so many of them out there. And again, with the warmer temperatures, we're seeing them actually reproduce more quickly, too. So you have this sort of exponential effect going on. We're finding, too, that because of the warmer temperatures, they can go higher in elevation, which we hadn't seen here in Colorado before. So again, the amount of food that they have is just incredible.
Wow. What things are trying to do to stop them?
Well, the Forest Service announced earlier this year that virtually all of the lodgepole pine trees in Colorado will be eaten by the beetle, and there's nothing that they can do to stop it. Now, there's lots of little trees already growing up, so it's important to know that it's not that it's just a wasteland out there, but we do see lots and lots of dead trees. Homeowners and ski areas in particular, as you can imagine, are quite worried about this. So they're trying to save some individual trees by spraying them with pesticides. The only issue is that may or may not work. You have to do it just right, and that's hard to do.
So these beetles won't eat the young trees? They just go for the, aged trees? That's good munching for them?
Well, you know, the scientists that we've talked to said this is really an incredible event because they're not supposed to go for the small trees, but mm-hmm. they are, in fact. So the sense overall is that they can't go for each and every tiny little tree, but they are munching on more of them than was previously thought possible.
And what about, wood homes? They're not like termites. They go for live living trees. We don't have to worry about if you have a wood home or a wood bench that they'll eat through them.
No, not at all. Yeah, your house is fine. The issue is, of course, whether if they kill all the trees around your house and there's a fire that comes through, your house might be more at danger because these trees increase the fire danger to a higher level for the first couple of years after they've died.
Now, you mentioned, what was it, the long pole? That's
the lodgepole pine.
Lodgepole pine. Is that the most prevalent tree in Colorado? Are there, very many of them?
Oh, there's lots of them. This affects 1.5 million acres of forest land. That's where the lodgepole pine trees are largely the main tree out there, if you will. So this affects a significant amount of land in Colorado. Overall, we have about 22 million acres. Even though this is only 1.5 million of that, this covers areas where Vail, Steamboat Springs, other key ski areas and tourism areas are.
Was the Forest Service, how did they respond to this beetle threat?
Well, some folks would say they didn't respond quickly enough. When the epidemic really started coming to a head around 2004, folks were pretty angry at them. But the sense was after a while, you can't really expect the federal agency to save everyone. The epidemic had picked up too much speed, and this was starting on private lands too, so you can't blame everything on them. So it was in about 2004 that people decided, oh, we've got to work together to try and respond to this.
Well, what do you do to respond? I mean, let's take it in two steps. What tools were at the Forest Service disposal had they chosen to act back in 2004?
They would have had to have taken really wide scale, a wide scale approach. Essentially, the only thing that you can do is try and make sure that there's different aged trees out there. So you'd have to cut down a certain amount of trees, allow fire to go through that there's... So they're all different ages, and at that point, you know, you'd have to have either done a wide-scale logging campaign, which is certainly not popular here in Colorado at all, and to or to have allowed a lot of fires to have broken out in different areas, and that I'm not sure if the Forest Service would have been prepared to do that.
And is that a proven remedy, or is that just theoretical?
No, it's proven. There have been test cases done out there and researchers who have been working on this that have shown that.
And let's compare it to what's going on in British Columbia now. Things are bad there with the pine beetle?
Definitely. There are 40 million acres of affected forest land up there.
And do they have any tools to deal with it? Because the National Forest Service in the United States might be different from the Canadian equivalent.
Yeah, definitely. The situation up there is that they have a huge... logging and forestry industry up there. We don't really have that here in Colorado. So in Canada, the government and the industry have been working together to try and log large areas again to sort of diversify the different ages of the trees, if you will. There are also, they have a situation where the pine beetle could actually move farther across the country because there are more trees in the middle of the country that the pine beetle could munch through and then head towards the East Coast. So while we're looking at a very small area here in Colorado, they're looking at what could be a continuing problem across the country, and they're trying to stop that.
So we've established that pine beetles are vicious, but they're also part of a vicious cycle in that you were talking about how there are very many of them because of global warming, but killing the trees, that also results in major carbon emissions, could be causing global warming, right?
Yeah, it really is a vicious cycle. We just spoke with a Canadian researcher who told us that here in Colorado, of course it's far greater in Canada, but here in Colorado, we could see an increase of 3 to 5 million tons of carbon because of these trees dying. Essentially what happens is they collect carbon over their entire lifetime, and then when they die, they slowly emit all of that carbon back out into the atmosphere. And it's about one medium-sized tree is about 1 ton of carbon.
And so how many tons were they talking about? What was that figure you just said?
Here in Colorado, it could be between 3 to 5 million tons.
Million tons. That sounds bad. Is that like 3 to 5 million Hummers? I don't know how to what the equivalent is.
That's about 500,000 to 800,000 cars on the road for a year.
Oh my God. So it's like, let's add another state about the size of Delaware, you know, to our global warming problem, thanks to the Beatles. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Beatles. Elise Thatcher, producer for Colorado Matters on Colorado Public Radio. Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
And we do have some pictures of the pine tree devastation out west. We will post those at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. The BPP rolls on. We're unstoppable. Next up, a woman who mails art through the U.S. Postal Service. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. The twist is the art, it's crazy. Sometimes it's not even stuff you thought you could mail. Also, people who mail their secrets to a guy in Maryland. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.